TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Life is fine, I've let go.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That's Robin Stein. I think I called that joint a throwback earlier. It's called Don't I Know. It's not necessarily a throwback, but it had a throwback feel. It is 5:06 out in Denver, Colorado. It's 7:06 in Gary, Indiana. Welcome to the show. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for that angel, Toya. Bring you.
Hey, now, good evening. How you doing?
Each and every show. What's cracking? What's cracking?
Oh,
hey, it's just you and I right now this Sunday night. Welcome to the show. How was your weekend thus far?
I'm good so far. Had a few things I had to do over the weekend, but, you know, hey, you can rest after you retire, right?
Definitely. Hey, happy holidays to you and yours. You done with your Christmas shopping already?
Pretty much. I'm just a couple of things I need to get. Did everything online this year. No need to be out and about in the stores. It's not necessary. So, yeah, I'm pretty much finished.
It's the weather's been ridiculous. It is 27 degrees in Atlanta right now, folks. Bundle up, my friends in Atlanta. It's 54 degrees in Norfolk. It's 60. I'm happy to say it's 60 here in Tampa, although it's 72 degrees out in Miami. Wish I was there. Folks, whoever you are, make sure that you are taking care of yourself because the weather is, like, all over the place regardless. It's snowing out in some places. It's raining out in some places. The sun is out in some places. It's kind of wicked with the weather right now. But just kind of bundle up. I've had a cold, lost a cold. Getting the cold back is crazy. What's the weather like right there in Delaware?
It's actually not as cold as it has been. It's raining. It was probably close to 50 earlier. It wasn't, you know, early in the week in the 20s. So it's kind of warm compared to, you know, how it was earlier this week. So can't complain.
And take care of yourself, folks. Protect yourself. Protect your kids. Coats, jackets. It is the winter. It's the wintertime. Don't let the sunshine fool you. Tonight's topic, the true reason for the season, Sunday, December 12th. Big up and happy birthday to Bobby Boucher, Bobby John. I'm not sure if he's touching in with us tonight, but my man Bob John, happy birthday. The Christmas holiday season, that's the discussion tonight. What's the true reason for the season? Toya, what is Santa bringing you this Christmas?
Wow, who knows? Probably nothing. Like I said before, I'm not really into the whole, like, buying. Remember, we had this conversation on Friday.
right.
Into receiving a lot. So I don't know what he plans on dropping off for me this Christmas season. But, you know, as long as I purchase the gifts that I need to for others, then I'm fine. Don't need
anything. May I ask for our first-time listeners or folks who don't really follow us on a consistent basis, and to close the gaps for those who may not remember, because we've talked about it before, how old is your daughter? And where I'm going is Santa Claus, and if she has believed in Santa Claus, if she believes in Santa Claus, what's that cutoff age? I was having a discussion today with somebody who told me 5 years old is a cutoff age for Santa Claus. How old is your daughter, and what was the cutoff age? If she even
my
knew
daughter,
Santa Claus.
My daughter is 7. She still believes
okay.
in Santa Claus, and I'm fine with that because I think nowadays a lot of kids, they grow up so fast, and to me that's kind of preserving her innocence. You know, she's still a child. She hasn't asked me if he's real or not, and when she does, I'll tell her the truth. But for right now, she still believes in Santa Claus and, you know, the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. Now, don't get it twisted. She knows the real meaning behind each holiday. But I still allow her to experience, you know, what I think all kids should experience, you know, the surprise element of Christmas. So she's 7. She still believes in Santa Claus, and I'm going to roll with it until she doesn't.
And for those who may not understand the vernacular, don't get it twisted. What exactly do you mean by that, and what exactly does she know about the Christmas season outside of Santa Claus?
She is very well versed in the fact that Santa is not the meaning of Christmas, although sometimes everyone uses him as the face of Christmas. She knows the true meaning behind Christmas. the story of Jesus, the birth of Christ. So Christmas isn't just about Santa. It's about Jesus Christ. And she understands that that's what we practice here in our home. But, like I said, I like to keep my child innocent. A lot of kids grow up too fast, and I love the fact that she's still a kid at heart. So I do allow her to continue to go with that whole Santa thing. I love it. You know, I love to see her wake up and, you know, the whole surprise element, like I said before, of gifts that Santa dropped off. So, you know, I love that. But I also love the fact that she, like I said, she knows the true meaning of Christmas.
Absolutely. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, thank you very much, Toya. It's Sunday, mm-hmm. December 12th. The true reason for the season is our discussion tonight. You know, what's the true purpose? It's become so commercialized. We're saturated by commercialism. But there are rude realities that come along with the holidays. It's not just about gift exchanges. You know, it's about making a difference. And I think in some instances it's about both. But let's talk about it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Right back. Radio Live with that angel Toya coming live out of Newark tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. It's 7:15 where I am. It's 7:15 in New York City, Sunday, December 12th. Big up Bobby Boucher out in Riverdale, Florida. Happy birthday. the true reason for the season is the topic tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Happy holidays, everybody. Almost a new year, 2011. Got some resolutions. Going to keep them. Tonight, we're talking about the true purpose of the season. All of the commercialism that surrounds it and the rude realities, because guess what? A lot of people actually take their lives around this time of the year because they're so busted, disgusted, stressed out, you know, without loved ones. They can't take it, and, you know, we should be conscious of that. It's not always such a joyous occasion if you're spending it by yourself. Is it really about gift-giving, or is it about making a difference? Or is it about both? That's the topic tonight, Empowerment Sunday. Welcome. What do you think?
I definitely think it's about both. I guess mostly because it's such a commercial on a holiday. Well, any holiday nowadays is a commercial holiday. But the gift-giving aspect, not so much just because it's a present, but being able to do for others. Sometimes the presents are in forms of things that people actually need opposed to what they want. So the gift-giving is definitely an important element, you know, the Christmas season. But I think it has become very, very commercialized. I mean, not become, it has always been very commercialized. So.
How much of Christ percent-wise has been removed from the Christmas holiday?
I want to say, if you're not a Christian that celebrates the birth of Christ, it's been removed 100%. If you think about it, when you go into stores, the setting that you see, you know, the Christmas trees, the lights, the decorations, even on Christmas cards you see Santa, you may see a bear, you know, with a toy, but not too often do you see an actual picture of Christ or something that has to deal with Christ. You do see a few things, but not a lot. I mean, if you think about the fact that you can't even mention the fact during Christmas season, even when everything is on display, that Christ is the reason for the season, that tells you that it has been, you know, he has been taken out of the Christmas season altogether. I mean, a few years ago, my husband and I were in Walmart shopping, and I don't know if everyone's familiar with, you know, what Code Adam means, but that means that there's a child that's lost in the store, could be potentially missing. I'm going to call a Code Adam out over the PA for everyone in the store. They give a description of the child. Well, they did that in this particular Walmart, and maybe about 5 minutes later, an associate, you know, came on the PA, and she said, you know, cancel Code Adam. The child has been located, and remember, you know, praise God, Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, she was giving thanks to God that the child was found, and she said Jesus is the reason for the season. And I would say not even 2 minutes after she did that, they paged that person, that employee, on the PA and asked them to report to the office. And wouldn't you know, about 2 weeks later, my husband and I were in Target, and that employee was then working in Target.
Well,
I mean, so that would tell you that Christ has been taken out of the Christmas season. I mean, if you can't even mention the reason for the season on a PA in a store because you're offending people, even though people are celebrating Christmas and that is the reason for the season, I mean, that tells you that Christ, to most people, is not the reason for the season.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think we respect individuality, but when you go back to the origination of what Christmas was initially about in what the, you know, the oncome of gift exchange, you know, it started off with a story dealing with a baby in a manger out in Bethlehem. That was the story. And it's just interesting to me that over the years, the story has diminished. Most people don't even know the story, can't tell the story. The question is why? What's the true reason for this holiday season? Is it really about you know, just gifts and a bunch of spending, you know, or is it really about trying to, you know, celebrate life, friends, family, and your relationship with Christ? I think one thing you point out that's important, and folks, if you've just tuned into the show, tonight's topic is the true reason for the season. and we respect individuality, and we know that some, you know, some people who don't believe versus some people who actually believe in what? Believe in Christ, a Christian. If you don't believe that, then totally respect it, understood. You know, no debate here. But my question still remains, why has the holiday become so commercialized? To me, Jesus is the reason for the season, has been, will be, you know, regardless of what changes in society conceptually and with the various ideologies. But, you know, nevertheless, why has it become so commercialized? Why must we get caught up in all of the spending that doesn't help anybody but the shareholders and the executives of these powerful companies who don't really give any money back to the community or, you know, help you or I as common people? Why has it become so commercialized, Toya?
Mostly because people don't understand the meaning behind it. I mean, like I said before, if you're not someone who is a Christian and actually celebrates the life of Christ or the death of Christ, you don't understand the true meaning of the season. It's not about Santa Claus. It's not about, you know, decorations and lights and candy canes and reindeers and pictures. It's about Jesus. It's about Christ. And if you don't have that in your background, then you won't know what the true meaning is.
Yeah, I think you raised a good point. And to me, you know, what stuck out of the point was really balance. You said, you know, my daughter is 7 years old, and I like the fact that it keeps her innocent. When she asks me anything different, I will tell her the truth. But until then, I want her to remain a child, and I don't mind, you know, investing in keeping her a child. And I think that's a mature, balanced decision, because you also said on the flip side of that is she knows what's the purpose of the holiday. She knows the reason for the season. And, folks, tonight's topic is not to drive, you know, anybody out of their perspective. It's just to kind of share a different viewpoint and just some relevance to just the true purpose of this season. 917-889-3926 is the number. Join us, jump into the conversation. We'd love to hear some perspective from you tonight. Again, 917-889-3926 is the number. We will be right back after this.
You're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Hovercraft by Radio Stat. Thanks for joining us this evening. It is 7:27 here on the East Coast, and tonight's discussion is, what is the true meaning of Christmas?
The true meaning.
TM, I know we've already discussed the fact that it's become very commercialized. I mean, what are your thoughts about Christmas, the holiday season, and how right now it's really about retailers and the profit they can make off of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I try to be real conscious not to, I think, fall into the same, trap that most people fall into as far as spending. I think I'm influenced by the same advertisements that everybody else is influenced by. I think they say we actually see about 3,000 advertisements a day, you know, if you're really, like, just moving about. I think it's all about family and friends. I think, you know, Christmas is a time to reflect, on your belief, on your faith, you know, your appreciation, your love, you know, for your belief, your faith, you know, whatever it may be. For me, it's Christ. For me, it's Jesus. It's all about, you know, acknowledging and paying homage to the Christ and Christmas, and I'm a giver. You know, so I like around those holiday times because, for me, I'm not around my family on a daily basis. So when the holidays come around and I'm able to travel, I like that gift-giving factor because it makes people happy and it keeps the fun and the laughter going. So for me, that's what it's about. Do I get caught up in the commercialism of it all? Yes, I do. But you know what? For me, it's just a bad habit overall. It's not just about Christmas. I have I could kind of just get everything in order and get everything aligned as far as just being a better steward overall. Don't spend as much. But, yeah, I get caught up. But why? Why do we get caught up? And I think it's because of what you said, Toya. We kind of lose control of the reality, of the knowledge, of the fact that, you know, everything doesn't look the way it seems. And, you know, when the commercial's over and the bills start coming in, the question is, can we pay them? You know, and are we prioritizing? You know, and that's the whole purpose of tonight's conversation. I hope, you know, someone gets something out of it that's going to stimulate them to make better decisions and understand the true meaning of the season. What's the true reason for this holiday season? It's not about going broke, you know, trying to make people happy who really, you know, may not be grateful in the first place. And you sad, busted, and disgusted and broke. That's not a good look.
Definitely not a good look at all. Especially when you go above and beyond to try to do something nice for someone and they're not appreciative. That's why I said I think it's better to give people something that they need opposed to something that you think that they want. If it's someone that's close to you, you can kind of identify what a need is opposed to buying something that you think that they'll like. Because a lot of times you get a gift, you don't like it, and it's just in the closet or it's re-gifted. So, you know, think about people's needs sometimes opposed to buying what you think that they would like or something that's going to make you look good because it's an expensive item that you bought for them. You know, think about what others need sometimes.
Hey, you save yourself a headache. You save yourself, you know, some frustration if you turn around and found out they threw your good, they threw your cheap present in the garbage. Hey, you know, let me see.
Or if they took your expensive present and it's sitting on a shelf in a closet, you know,
hey, exactly.
And then they pull it out when you come around.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways, absolutely. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, say people are just cheap, because absolutely. Folks, if you just tuned in again, the true reason for this holiday season is a discussion tonight. It's Sunday, December 12th. It is 7:31 in Atlanta, GA. It's 6:31. Out in Indiana. Got some folks listening to us out in Indiana tonight. Thanks for riding. Wherever you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We will keep it going. Up next, we have our finance segment coming to you live out of Newark, Delaware, from our friend Toya. But first, after this. Oh!
I got that rope on them. That's me on any block, any city, any state. Fresh after in the state. Stop John's plenty cake. Think we need with civil state. Might be enough to break all over Queen C's trying to get that Euro cake.
It's one thing to spend a lot of money on a name brand item or what you think is a name brand item to only find out that it's not and you've actually bought something that's fake for someone. You figure that luxury items from big name brands are ultra popular, especially during the gift giving season as holiday gifts, but there are so many imposters out there. It's really, really extra important to be sure that you're actually buying the real thing. Now, shopping online, which is something I love to do, and a lot of people do too because of the convenience, especially if you're really busy, shopping online places greater distance between you and your purchase, which allows serious room for scams. You know, these days, even if you purchase an item, you know, face-to-face, it's still sometimes to spot a counterfeit item. The online consumer site Jabber has put together a list of the top 10 counterfeit items and brands for the holiday season. So if you're looking to buy any of the items or goods that I mentioned, you just want to be extra careful about where you buy the item and make sure you examine it closely just to make sure that it is a real item. And also make sure you check the store's return policy before you commit. Make sure you check for any no refund or no return policies, exchange only, and any type of restocking fees, especially if you're purchasing online. So the top 10 most counterfeited items of 2010, first one being Uggs. I love my Ugg boots, as do so many other people, but Uggs is probably the most counterfeited item, especially online, especially if you're on eBay shopping. So Uggs, be very careful when purchasing Uggs, especially if you're online. Coach handbags and leather items, we all know you can go into a local barbershop and hair salon and purchase a quote-unquote Coach bag, but we all know that those aren't necessarily real Coach bags, so keep that in mind as well. Tiffany's jewelry, I have a funny story about that. We can talk about that later, but Tiffany's jewelry is the third most counterfeited item there is right now during the season. Athletic jerseys, perfume, Nike sneakers, especially Air Jordans. That's another sneaker you can find in a barbershop around town that may not necessarily be a true Air Jordan. Ed Hardy and Juicy Couture brand items. Watches like Rolex, Omega, Tag Heuer, and Rolex, I mean, you figure they've been counterfeited for years. So, you know, just keep your eyes open when you're purchasing jewelry, especially things like watches. North Face is another brand that is highly counterfeited. And DVDs, especially box sets of TV series. I know myself, I love Martin. And to get a box set of Martin, I would just be ecstatic. However, if you're not purchasing it from a Best Buy, per se, and you're picking it up from someone off the street, most times it's not real. So just keep those in mind. How to know if your purchase is fake, especially with things like Uggs, which are $179 for a pair of boots. You definitely don't want to pay $179 for a pair of boots that aren't real. So make sure you look for labels. Make sure you know exactly what the real logo or label or the hand tag looks like. Just check to see if they're spelled correctly, if they're in proper fonts, and if they're located in the right position. Also check out the point of origin tag. Make sure it doesn't say made in Taiwan. Louis Vuitton bags are not made in Taiwan. So make sure you look at things like that. Seams and stitching. With designer bags, you need to be very careful because the all-over prints will usually continue evenly around the sides. So if you have something that is not matching up properly or the stitching looks uneven or crooked, then it's probably not legit. Lining, a lot of knockoffs usually skimp on the interior materials because it cuts their cost in making the product. You know, we know a lot of designer names, they'll have they'll be lined in suede or really nice fabric, whereas a knockoff will have like a cheap synthetic fabric. Soles of the footwear, just make sure you're identifying all the marks. For example, the designer's name or logo on the bottom of the shoe, make sure that matches what's on the box and on the tag on the inside of the shoe. Small details like zippers, threads, they should be the matching color. Most of the time the thread is not going to be in a color that is totally way off from what is on the bag. So make sure you look for things like that. Expiration dates, that's a big thing when you're purchasing perfume. So when you guys are out at the flea markets and you're buying perfume and you think that it's or cologne and you think that it's a good catch, just keep in mind that that may be perfume from 4 years ago, and the actual shelf life of the perfume is 18 months. So look at dates if you can. And packaging is the last thing you really need to check out. If you're buying an item and it's supposed to come with a dust bag or a logo shoebox and it's not included with the purchase, then something is wrong. I know, like with Coach bags come with a nice dust bag to store your pocketbook in. If you're not getting a Coach bag with a dust bag, something's not right. Make sure you go to the actual retailer to purchase, opposed to picking it up, like I said, in a barbershop or hair salon or even online. Make sure it's the actual site itself, opposed to going through maybe eBay. Anyone can say something is real, but it may not necessarily be real. So just keep some of those things in mind when you're shopping online or when you're shopping in general during the holiday season.
Coming to you live out of Newark. Every night we're on the air. It's Toya, live with finance. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
A long journey is here. Underneath the cars. We're from the weather. I don't know which way she will perform. But I can't perform this one to a few. You know they're gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning. Gonna drag her down by the bed. Round around her, it's been storming. Then sparks of a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming.
Young lady, will you hold her? You're gonna be like me.
Talking about the real meaning of the season, Christmas season. We have a caller online, first 404, last four digits 2177. Who are we speaking to this evening?
What's good? What's good? It's Law right here.
Oh, friend to the show, Law. What's going on this evening, Law?
Hey, man.
What's cracking, homie?
Chilling out. Hey, what's going on with you, homie?
All right.
So, Law, tell us a little bit about what you think the true meaning is of you know, Christmas season. We've been talking about the fact that it's so commercialized. Not a lot of people actually know the real meaning of the season. What are your thoughts on that?
The real meaning of the season is definitely Jesus, his birthday. I mean, other than that, you know, for the kids, it's just a way for them to feel good about being a kid and getting that gift that they hope they get for Christmas. But other than that, I mean, you know, the religious reason, Jesus, of course, Christmas, what it's all about.
Yeah, and my thoughts on, you know,
what's a good
I often.
Age?
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Toya.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I thought the same thing. I mentioned the fact that, you know, I love the fact that my daughter is, you know, very innocent. She loves her Santa Claus thing. So, you know, I love that. But, you know, what do you think the age is? You know, that you break down to the child the real. You know,
exactly.
Meaning of the season, and hey, it's not all about Santa Claus. This is what it's really about. And, you know, when do you think that's a good time to have that conversation with a child?
Well, really, I don't have no kids, so I don't have a clue on that answer. But the type of person I am, I probably would never even tell my kids about Santa Claus. I mean, of course, they're going to hear about it from school and things like that. But I don't know the type of person I am. I probably just running straight up and down with them from the early stage. They you know, some kids, I don't know. I've heard stories, some kids might get mad or confused because Santa Claus don't never exist, and the whole Santa growing up believing a lie, just like the tooth fairy and everything else. Me personally, I would tell my kids, you know, the real reason of what Christmas is about, and start my kids off going to church so where they would know that Christmas is about Jesus and not Santa Claus. That ain't right, really. You know what I mean? You have your kids growing up believing a lot. But, I mean, it is what it is, teachers own.
Right. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, the true reason for this holiday season is a topic. It's Sunday, December 12th. Empowerment Sunday. Yeah, we just trying to keep it 100 across the board. Jesus is absolutely the reason for the season. You know, for unto us a child was born, you know, unto us a son was given. And I know when I was coming up, you heard a lot about, you know, Jesus in the manger, you know, Bethlehem. You know, ask a kid today about a manger, about Bethlehem. You know, if they don't really go to church, if they haven't participated in like a church play or something, they may not have a clue. You know, we need to take it back to the basics in our household, folks. And guess what? I don't have kids either, but I can tell you what I know. You know, and what I know is some people don't have a clue. We've commercialized the holiday and the reason to the point to where we have like no sense of purpose for what's really going on. The topic tonight, the true reason for the season. We respect individuality, and this is not about religion. This is about, you know, you just taking control of what this is really about. Is it about gift giving? Is it about making a difference? Is it about both? I'm not sure. You know, it's according to your household, but just be smart. A lot of people hurting this season. Reach out to somebody. You know, give something away that you really don't need. You know, be a blessing to somebody. I think that's what the whole purpose of this thing is really, really about. If you've just joined us, hit us up. Share your perspective on what the true reason for this holiday season is all about. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's the reason for the season?
This is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop, D.C. in the building. Coop, the true reason for this holiday season, what is it from your perspective?
My perspective is that it's a whole bunch of things, but I think all of them are good. It's like, because you have some people that say that this time of season isn't really Christ's birth, but to me that doesn't matter because it's the purpose or the thought, the background behind it or whatever that you're doing it. You're not doing it for a bad reason. Like with Santa Claus. Like when I was coming up, you know, I was taught about Santa Claus, but I also was taught about about Christ's birth and everything and the whole religious part of it. So I knew both. So that's way when I got older, when I realized there was no Santa Claus, I still had the religious foundation to it. And like my daughter, daughter is like, was I upset? Nah, I wasn't upset.
Remember being pissed off, felt lied to, but there was no Santa?
Nah, I didn't feel pissed off there was no Santa. Because see, I think most kids, this is my perspective, I think a lot most kids, they will probably find out from other little kids that there's no Santa. Like me, I was told by another little kid that there is no Santa Claus, but you got to act like you believe in it, or else you're not gonna get anything for Christmas. So I'm,
right.
So I'm in the store with my mom. Yeah, I'm playing the part. I'm in the store faking like I believe in Santa Claus. My mother like, you still believe in Santa? She's my mother. She say she didn't ask me that I still believe in Santa Claus. She asked me a question about Santa Claus, and I gave her some little elaborate lie. Not knowing until years later when she told me, the reason she asked me them questions, because it was something in the store she wanted to get for me, but she ain't want to give me with her. So I wound up not getting that gift. So it was like a little funny story. And my daughter's going through it right now. She's 9. I think some little kids probably have told her that there's no Santa Claus, but she's faking. And she'll say little things. I ask her about Santa Claus. She'll say, oh, Santa Claus is cool, but he's not as cool as Daddy. And little stuff like that. And So she knows she got the religious part, she got the Santa Claus part and everything. So she had her fun with the Santa Claus part and the cookies, and me and her bake the cookies on Christmas Eve and do all that and everything. And so that's good bonding stuff. But now she's getting older, she knows it's no Santa Claus, but we had our fun with it.
No doubt.
So,
folks, if you just we're going to keep this candid conversation going. Hold on for me 1 minute, cool. We're going to keep it going on the other side of this joint right here. 917-889-3926. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, the true reason for this holiday season.
Oh,
One of our favorites here on TM Hyman Radio Live, that was What You Say, Law featuring C. Rolla. Now, we do have Law on the line. He's listening in with us. Thank you for joining us this evening, Law.
No doubt, no doubt.
Now, you mentioned that you do not have kids. Of course, you know the meaning behind Christmas and the true reason for the season. But what do you think about making a difference? What do you think that you or other people can do to make a difference during the holiday season?
Well, you know, holiday season is meant for giving. Since Thanksgiving, I guess everybody's supposed to be in a happy-go-lucky mood, and that's all good. So, you know, you just got to do whatever you can do for somebody. And if you are in a position to really do something for somebody, then do it, you know. That's my thoughts on that. But, you know, when the holidays come around, that don't change, you know, real life things that people are going through. You know, you still got to pay your bills and you still got to do this and do that. So that's why I say I wouldn't even lie to my kids about Santa Claus. And I think that Santa Claus was probably made up for somebody that couldn't provide for their kids on Christmas. And said, it won't me blaming on Santa Claus why you ain't get your stuff that you put on the list. You know what I'm saying?
So, I can see that. I can definitely see that. But, I mean, you did mention, you know, if you're in the position to give. Now, even if you're not in the position to give, I mean, even things like spending time with someone, you know, Terrence mentioned earlier in the show that a lot of times, you know, people, because they don't have family or friends to spend the holiday season with, there's a high rate of depression, a high rate of suicide. I mean, gift giving can even be giving yourself, you know, giving time, you know, just being with someone who doesn't have anyone else around. So, I mean, that's another thing people need to look at. It's not always about a gift or finances and what you can give someone, but, you know, just giving yourself and giving time, your services to people and organizations, I think, is a good thing also during the holiday season.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. I mean, you know, the whole holiday season is a good time for you to get up with family that you ain't talked to for a minute or seen in a minute. You know, I got texts on Thanksgiving from people I ain't talked to in months telling me happy Thanksgiving. You know, so it's definitely a good time to, you know, link up with people that you haven't linked up with. But at the same time, I also look at it like ain't talked to you in months, and you just hit me out of nowhere talking about happy Thanksgiving.
Now you wasting my text messages.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't have unlimited text that's costing me 10 cents.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you know, it's all good, though.
No doubt. No, we got Coop still hanging out there as well. Coop, thanks for riding with us tonight, man.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, man. I always enjoy talking to y'all.
No, absolutely. The gift-giving factor. I mean, let's talk dollars and cents when it comes to gift exchanges. Like, what's too damn cheap? You know, is $10 too low, you know, in a gift? I mean, I know it's the thought that counts, right? And Lord just said it. You know, you do what you can. But when you're, like, in a Pollyanna, right, and you got to exchange gifts, what should a realistic minimum be on a gift?
I think you got to give Pollyanna. What's... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coop.
I think you got to give what's comfortable for your pockets. You can't go out there and try to, you know, you can't spend your rent money or whatever.
Just something a good impression on a coworker.
But, I mean,
yeah.
It's like...
Now you broke because you try to make them look, make them... feel good about you and your gift. No, I got to pay my rent a couple days after Christmas. That's
yeah,
not going to work.
Yeah, but at the same time, you want to receive something that you need, right? I mean, you know, realistically, you know, realistic, something that you want to appreciate. You want to receive something that you appreciate. So, what's a real dollar amount? And this is just for comedy purposes, really. Because I've died laughing over some of the ridiculous things I've heard with the office pools and the Pollyannas and the gifts that have been exchanged over the holidays. Really, people just trying to fall into tradition. I'm like, stop it! This is like ridiculous. Some of these gifts are ridiculous.
Hey, I went to a party last night with some friends of mine. We do it every year right before Christmas, and we exchange gifts. And this year they did that white elephant thing where you don't know who gave the thing. Somebody gave out sex toys.
I can only imagine.
And vibrators.
Well, look, that person may have needed it. That may be a really good gift for that person. You never know.
But the thing is, it's the white elephant, so you don't know if a guy going to get it or a girl going to get it.
Well, you never know. They may discover another side to themselves. No, but I think, you know, in the office pool, I think usually it's around $20, $25, is it not? I mean, $10 is a little cheap. I mean, what can you really get for $10?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've heard as low as $10, and I'm like, nah. I think that's crazy low. I think that's even somewhat insulting if you really don't put a lot of thought into it, because you don't want something that you totally can't use. I mean, it becomes offensive at some point. It's not even about the thought. It's like you could have kept that thought. I mean, and maybe that's just me, and maybe that's wrong. I'm not sure. But I just think it's become so commercialized. I'd rather you give me a card and say, you know, God bless you, Merry Christmas. You know, to me, that's a thought that counts. You know, don't give me, like, some Old Spice. Get out of here.
Parent, now you don't like Old Spice. You put it on when we were in Vegas.
You're crazy.
Now you front like you don't like it.
Lying like that. Hey, you are tuned to TM Hopper Radio Live. It's 8:02 where I am. It's 8:02 in D.C. We'll be right back.
inject it. If you shake it, so pep it, make it happen. Drop it, tap it, clap it, and make it snap it. See, the sex is not a problem. In fact, she got a lot of them before she bounce up off of them. She get that money off and I'm collected like an offering. Other chicks be boring them, but she is number one in her class, valedictorian. Good gosh, not that deserves a standing. Oh, quick up that pole, but she drop it down. Slow step through the dough, and as soon as she see I, straight to the VI. Bulging my Levi's, it's like a player need that. I won't leave, I going crazy, swear that moon, they talking to me like me, die. And right before the record about to end, she looked me in my eyes and told me this, I want you to make it.
Club with me and I'm here every day, love, not just on the weekend. I can turn the stage to the deep end, trust. VA's own, Pac-Man Jones, a green river of money. We could sell home, but we ain't gotta go, no. We ain't gotta roam in a champagne room with no G-string on. I can be your sugar daddy, I can be your lollipop. If you keep riding me like that, I'ma get that rock, nah. I'ma get you quiet, yeah. I'ma get you spot. If you dancing for your tuition, then I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G. Bye.
Listening to this, you know, you can hit the Gmail up,
excuse me, lawmusicdomain@gmail.com. You know what I mean? That's how you can get in contact with me, Twitter, Facebook, Gmail, whatever you want to do. Hey, matter of fact, I got a mixtape release, part of two that's jumping off if you just so happen to be in town, January 23rd. Mixtape release part of going to be at 45 Degrees Lounge in Chesapeake. This is January 23rd, so you can still book your flight. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're coming from Miami or L.A., you know what I mean? Come out and party with us. It's going to be going down crazy. We're going to have some local celebrities in the building, and it's going to be off the chain. The 99 Problems mixtape release party, January 23rd.
January 23rd, is that a Sunday or a Monday?
That's a Sunday, actually. So, yeah, we're getting it on a Sunday.
Sunday, that's what's good. You know what? We will be in town doing a live broadcast from Massages for Life, a new spa that's opening up on Friday. So maybe we can set it up to where we can do a live broadcast on Sunday with you Sunday night.
Hey, I would definitely like that, man. Y'all should come through. It's going to be a lot of love. That would definitely be a good look, definitely.
Yo, let's see what we can actually do to set that up, man. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, the true reason for the holiday season, it's become so commercialized over the past few decades. Tonight, we table the true purpose of the season. We've already established that on this show, it's all about Jesus Christ, all right? Jesus is the reason for the season, okay? Bethlehem and the manger are all elements that we appreciate on this show. However, if you do not recognize, if you do not believe, it's okay. But what are you doing to help to close the gap for people who are in need around you, not just this season, but in general, okay, but specifically this holiday season? Let's not make it all about us. We're spending a lot of money, but let's think about those people who are in need. Let's help them out, okay? Let's give up a plate to give somebody a plate that's really in need, okay? Let's stop really thinking about what Santa's going to do for us. Because at the end of the day, grown people still have that Santa mentality where they think they're kids, you know, and people supposed to just give to them. You know, what are we doing to close the gap? 917-889-3926 is the number. Hey, Coop. Coop in D.C., you still with us? Maybe Coop
yeah,
is not with us in D.C.
No, I'm here.
Okay, you are there. Hey, Coop, what are they doing up in D.C.? I know D.C., it's a lot going on up there, but just as far as what you know, what are they doing about the homeless in D.C. this holiday season? I mean, are there programs that kind of take the homeless off the street? Because I'm sure some of them people freeze to death in the midst of the weather, you know, during the holiday and during the winter up there.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of little different – they have a lot of shelters around. They have different activists that are just especially for the homeless, and you know they have all kind of different kitchens for homeless people, not just homeless people, for people that they have women's shelters for women that especially right now people losing their jobs. Like what
right.
I do, like what I do is like I was telling you how I do for my daughter. My daughter has the whole Santa Claus thing, but I think if you're going to do that with your kids, you also should make sure they know that there's people out there that have hard times. Like this Saturday coming up, I got my daughter, some rest of my family, we're going to go and volunteer help pack groceries for elderly people and help take care of gifts for elderly
nice.
People before Christmas time. So
Right. And it's important that we instill those type of things in our kids. I was out at a nursing home earlier this morning, you know, with a Christmas program, just as a part of just trying to serve myself. A Table in the Wilderness was a program that I served around Thanksgiving time, which actually fed like 600 families, giving away turkeys. For folks, a community outreach, community involvement, helping one another is something that you got to instill in kids early because it'll never part from them. That's the real season. That's the real reason for the season. Excuse me. The whole character of Christ is really what the season is about. It's about kindness. It's about extending some love. Again, feed somebody. Give somebody a gift that you wouldn't normally think of giving a gift. What is the reason in your household for the season this holiday? Let me flip the script like real quick. Does anybody know the score for the Philly and Dallas game?
That's a good question, my man.
Just starting first quarter.
Okay, does anybody know the score thus far?
0-0.
Okay. I'm sorry, that was real ignorant. 917-889-3926. Now, 917-889-3926. I just want to know, you know, out the gate, what it's looking like. Folks, if you want to weigh into tonight's topic, you can. We got a few minutes left in the show, about 46 minutes to be exact. We got Coop out of D.C. We got Lawless out of V.A. Toya out of Delaware. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. This is Superb. It's called Nightcap. If you got music, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Superb Nightcap.
Center of attention. I love the way you move. Oh, I really think you got me. Let me tell you how you got me. Send a text from me to you. Mitch, when are you coming through? I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio. As we lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud. I'm the subject to all your friends.
Come over.
Where the fuck, girl?
Turn over.
I give you my all, girl.
I want you.
I want you.
Oh, I mean, I got the big dongs. I hate weight. Stainless steel countertop. Pearl and gray lace. Get on my way, mate. I guarantee your goody goodies and your mind state gon' get you hurt.
I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free tonight. Girl, you're sexy. You're so sexy. I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free tonight. Girl, you're sexy. You're so sexy. But I think I wanna tell you mine.
Yep.
I'm a Pisces.
Yep.
And she a Virgo.
Oh.
Reminisce on that weekday when your man got his first date on the couch at your mama's house.
Mama's house.
Sat on my lap with your back out.
Back out.
You said my side made you get it off. As I encourage you to let go. I know you love the way I take control. We stuck on Gucci.
I got a scene for ya. Polynesian mother. Take it like a solid raincoat when it's on ya. Marlena show. California soul. What we banging on in my suite on the top floor.
I wanna get you free tonight. I wanna get you free tonight.
Chris Brown. Tell you what you got.
Nicole Richie, for those of you who don't know who she is the daughter of Lionel Richie. She married Joel Madden, I guess this past weekend. They had a winter-themed ceremony at her father's home this weekend. So shout out to Nicole Richie. Who would ever thought she would have settled down and married and had children, especially with the crowd she was running with, you know, Paris and the crew. So, yeah, she's married now to a rock star.
Nicole Richie, that's what's good. Yo, who got the problems? I'll tell you, Drake got the problems. While at Drake discusses his fast climb to fame, along with joining the panty and bra tossing club with his friend Lil Wayne, recently at a little concert, not a little concert, it was actually a big concert, a little girl tossed her panties at Drake. So, hey, that's an interesting problem to have right there.
When you say little girl, what age are we talking about?
Well, we're talking under 18.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
17. Yeah, she's a little girl. She probably thinks she's a grown woman, but that's a little girl.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's bring Coop and Law into this conversation, even though it's an entertainment news section. Hey, Democrats and Republicans versus the with Obama in the middle. Are you all following this thing with the rich tax cut versus the unemployment extension? Coop, what you know about that? Law, what you know about that?
Yeah, I'm following it. I'm one of the people that's kind of disappointed in Obama. I think he need to learn how to play poker better. He need to learn how to hold his cards to his chest a little bit, negotiate a little bit.
He fell apart after the elections, didn't he? He kind of fell apart after the election, right?
Yeah, he kind of fell apart. He coming across soft. He need to. I think a lot of people are saying that he don't want to be the angry black man, but if he can't show some toughness, then maybe America really wasn't ready for a black president. Because to me, to be president, you gotta be kind of dirty. You gotta be able to get your hands dirty, and you gotta be able to be kind
of
nasty.
So you think
he's trying to be too clean?
Is he trying to be too clean? Because let me tell you what I think may be a problem is him inviting President Clinton in to help him to sway his party right now with this dilemma. This is my deal. And all due respect to every ethnicity tuning in, you know I got love, you know I'm kind of crazy. I'm not going to call in a white man to help me to solve my problem. And I love Bill Clinton. But, I mean, this is the deal. I mean, if he doesn't have the leadership to sway the party, then maybe he's not the right man for the job.
Right,
yeah,
you shouldn't have to have someone else to sway. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I feel you on that. I mean, I understand having Clinton come out, you know, to go from state to state to help you get votes or whatever. But when you're doing your policy, it's like, okay, this is what I want to do, but I need to bring this other dude in here so he can say, hey, it's all right for me to do this. It just doesn't seem right. I mean, are you going to do that with every issue you have?
Exactly. I think it's going to hurt his credibility. And if Bill Clinton is able to deliver a sharper message than the president is on something that I thought he punked the Senate and was going to try to make this thing happen, but I mean he's given in. So if President Clinton is able to do something that he's unable to do, I think that's going to kind of stunt his credibility overall. Folks, we are talking about our current situation in the White House with the tax cut for the rich versus the unemployment extension. We just wanted to kind of spark some thought in the land of entertainment news. Again, this is Entertainment and National News in place of CeeLo. She'll be back tomorrow night. JC, that's the Taylor Music Group. It's called Hey Girl. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 8:27, and we got all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, finally joining the show. Give it up for Dee Dee, everybody.
Dee Dee.
All right, all right, all right. What's up?
Hey, shake and bake. You finally made it.
Yeah.
Hey, get money.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll wait.
The true reason for the season is the topic tonight. Dee Dee, from your perspective, what is the true reason for this holiday season?
Celebrate and give thanks to Christ Jesus and our many, many blessings.
Absolutely. Has it become too commercialized, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, just like with anything else. But, you know, I think it's all about what you teach. I mean, what you decide to get from it. You know what I'm saying? If you roll with being commercialized, then, you know, that's the picture you're going to create for you, your family, your kids and everything. But if you understand what the true reason is, then that's what you're going to promote. You're not going to get on the commercial bandwagon. So, but, yeah, I do think it has become kind of commercialized. And then on top of that, I also think it's become I don't even know how to say it. I guess it kind of made me – I don't even know what to say. I can't even put it in a word, one word. I guess I'm just kind of a little outdone because I went to my daughter's school and the teacher was telling me about all the things they had to go through in order not to be offensive to any of the kids, but to – but to make it so that they can have holiday activities. And the teacher's just, the teacher's just telling me that, you know, they have to go through, like, you know, mountains and valleys, you know, just not to be offensive in order just to celebrate, you know what I'm saying, just to celebrate, period. So, anyway, but definitely commercial.
And when you say offensive, you mean because there are Muslim kids and Jewish kids and Christian kids, and you have to be suitable for all, right?
Right. So they don't want to be offensive to right. They don't want to offend anyone, but they, you know, so in order to celebrate everything that they have to go through, in order just to, you know, be able to celebrate it. So, I don't want to offend either.
We respect individuality.
Right.
We respect individuality. That's all I was going to clarify. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand it, you know what I mean, but I guess just to take 5- and 6-year-olds through a process in order to celebrate, I guess as adults we understand it, you know, but I'm just thinking about all that the kids have to go through, you know, and I guess, you know, thinking back on when I was in elementary school. And it's just like, okay, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, but I understood Kwanzaa. I understood, you know, Hanukkah. I guess I understood it all, but I guess the teachers now just seem like they're just, you know, a little upset because it's becoming, you know, everything that they have to go through. I guess, you know, from what I gather, you know, I'm just not saying it because it's me. I'm just saying it because of the information I received from talking.
Did you instill Santa Claus in your daughter?
Instill? No. I didn't instill Santa Claus in my daughter. Not at all. Does my daughter know Santa Claus?
Does she look
know
forward
about
to Santa Claus? Does she
knows
the,
about
the Santa,
Santa Claus?
Is Santa Claus coming to visit her on Christmas Day?
No.
Okay. Why is that?
Why is that? I raised to understand that is how some people do celebrate Christmas, saying that Santa Claus brings your gift. I said, but I want her to understand that her father, at the time, her father and I worked hard. Her loved ones and her family all worked hard. I didn't want her to think, I mean, you know, you're not going to know what you're getting. It is going to be a surprise, but you will. I mean, but when we read the to and from, it's not going to say Santa Claus. it's going
right.
to say from
and I think
mommy,
that,
from
that,
daddy,
that was,
from
That was Law's perspective earlier. You know, he wants to keep it 100 from the gate. You know, and I could totally, you know, get with that. As well as I can get with parents who wants to, you know, keep the innocence within the child and keeping it somewhat fun. You know, I think it's about perspective. Again, we respect the individuality. Folks, tonight's
Absolutely.
Topic and conversation is not to be judgmental, and it's not to preach either. It's strictly to stimulate some thought and some dialogue surrounding the season. There's a lot of spending. There's a lot of gift giving. But the question is, who are we helping? Are we helping those really in need? That's the whole purpose of the Christ in Christmas. Don't let government and society take your Christ out of your Christmas. They can call it whatever they want. It could be the Christmas season. It could be the holiday season. It could be whatever. But understand, it's the Christ in that makes Christmas. And even if you're atheist, all right, it's the kindness and the love that surrounds the holidays that's really at the foundation of it. That's the bottom line. 917-889-3926. Coming up here momentarily, brought to you by Massages for Life. Grand opening in Norfolk, Virginia, Friday, January 21st. VIP party, grand opening Saturday, January 22nd. Massages for Life, health and wellness coming up right after this. Again, Massages for Life, grand opening. Norfolk, VA, Friday, January 21st. We'll be right back.
Mixtape.
Trappers. Matt Payne on the beat. Bird Mark, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South Cat, watch me move. Aight, let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with the grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lint, then I made a few cents. Turn my few cents into some fucking Benjamins. This game in my kin, a chip off the old block. Done it like Dolomite, shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like the watch of money growing, shit hits a fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers is hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat them like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk when I'm dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like Angus. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me clean my anus. I ain't speaking Spanish, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's hard time, so please bring your napkin. Standing like a captain, cut hand like a maverick.
Treated with this weapon, don't I gotta have it.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
All the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia. Health and Wellness brought to you by myself.
evening, everyone. Tonight's Health and Wellness topic, again, is being brought to you by Massages for Life. And forgive me, I just want to let everyone know I am in transit. So just in case you catch bad reception, I do apologize ahead of time. So I want to bring to you, since Massages for Life VIP opening is coming to you January 21st, I wanted to bring to everyone's knowledge about knowing what kind of service you want as far as when it comes to massage. Some people go and say, oh, I want a massage, and that might be their first time, and they might be pros at it, you know, but they don't know what kind of service they want. So, oh, I want deep tissue. Oh, I want hot stone. Oh, but you really don't know. So I ask everyone to get educated when you go for any kind of service, especially body services. Just like if you were going to get some type of injection in your face, you would know, you know, whether you want a Botox injection, whether you just want to be filled. You would know, you know, you would do your research. So do the same thing when it comes to a massage. So, again, I just wanted to educate you on some different, the different services or the different modalities in massage that you know what you're going for. For instance, and Terrence, I don't mean to, you know, to put your business in the street. However, you are a great example. You are a great candidate for a sports massage. You like to be stretched as opposed to have deep tissue work because you're always stretching out your things of that sort.
That's not necessarily true. I love deep tissue work, probably along with being stretched, but I love it. I love it. So I wouldn't say opposed to. But you're right.
Okay.
I do like the stretching. But I like
but maybe it will have more benefit on you as opposed to deep tissue. Let me keep going. A sports massage does incorporate some deep tissue moves as well, but the basis of it is a lot of stretching for a sports massage. And not just you're talking about doing a sports massage on an athlete. Anyone can benefit from a sports massage, but it's more of a person whose muscles need to be stretched as opposed to work on deep tissue. Terrence, you don't sit down a lot. You don't hold one position, one posture for long periods of time. I know because I've been with you in business. I've worked with you. You're on the move, which means your muscles would benefit more from being stretched out because of the work and use that they're getting. Yes, deep tissue does feel good because you do feel that they're being worked, but I'm just saying that I feel like you would benefit more. Now, some of us,
I'm going to have to take you up on that one.
Okay, no problem.
I'm going to take Massages for Life up on that one.
Toya, for instance, does sit at a desk, and she works for Speakman. Now, she does sit behind a desk. Therefore, she does hold a posture for longer than an hour, for longer than 2 hours. Therefore, she would be a great candidate for a deep tissue massage. Not only deep tissue, she will also be a good candidate for some other type of modalities, such as like myofascia, which means we're just stretching the tissue, pulling the tissue off the muscle, things of that sort to help relax the muscle. And again, a great candidate for deep tissue. So I just wanted to bring to light and educate people on the different type of services that you know when you go to ask for a massage or you go to get massage services, you want to get the most out of it. Of course, we all want to be touched. We all want to be rubbed. And you say, oh, yes, I feel good. But at the end of the day, did it benefit you the most, the type of massage that you receive? And so that's what I wanted to bring to light, just some education on the type of modality or the different types of services. Again, we have a sports massage, deep tissue massage. Some people just want to be relaxed. They're not, you know, overworked. They're not stressed. You know, they just want to relax. So that's your basic sweetest massage. We call it your foo-foo massage. You know, somebody just rubbing on you. You know, and, of course, everybody benefits from that. You know, that gives you your circulation. That just, you know, makes your muscles relax. And everyone, again, can benefit from a foo-foo massage, as we call it here. Also, from that you have things like we just do reflexology, which means we just work your feet and your hands. And depending if you stand up, like someone that works behind a food counter or someone that works at school at the cafeteria that stands on their feet often would benefit greatly from a reflexology massage because that's geared more toward your feet and your hands. Though it does benefit your whole body because you're working energy lines up and down the body, but you would feel the most benefit because your feet are being relaxed. Like a pianist would benefit from having their hands massaged. So, again, just educate yourself on the different services that's out there as far as massage is concerned before you just bust up in there and say, I want a massage. Or because you want it not only to feel good, but you want it to be, again, therapeutic, and you want that therapeutic benefit. And so if you don't have the education just with anything else, you know, you're not going to get the best of what you definitely need. So, again, just wanted to throw that information out there, again, with the upcoming grand VIP opening for Massages for Life, January 21st.
No doubt, coming to you live from Chesapeake, it is Didi with our health and wellness segment brought to you by Massages for Life. The grand opening is Friday. Actually, the VIP is Friday, January 21st. The grand opening Saturday, January 22nd. This is Drew Hill. Tell me, TM Hyman Radio Live. Welcome back to the show. The true reason for the season is has been the discussion tonight, 917-889-3926, if you want to get it in. We got like 12 minutes left in the show. Hanging with us live tonight, we got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. We got Dee Dee live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. And we got Coop live out of D.C. Coop, any last-minute comments? And, man, before we kind of run down some tips on how we could be a blessing this holiday season, any last-minute comments on the topic tonight?
I got a comment, but it's not on the topic. I don't want to get too hood, but I want to let you know that Philly was up.
Oh, go for
Philly
it.
Up 7-0 right now.
Hey, there it is right now. Vic is on the comeback. Hey, we big up my dude. We follow him, wishing him like good luck.
When it
come
to,
go ahead, cool.
When it comes to Vic, you and Lo probably know about this. You ever see a girl that's just super fine from head to toe, and it make you give her that ugly face? That's how good she look. That's how watching Michael Vick play right now is. You got way he run that team up and down that field, man. You got to give her the ugly face, like damn.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you that's a dude that's gracious for the second chance, and he living it up. Don't hate on him. Big up to Michael Vick and the Eagles right now. They up. So we ready to wind this thing down so we can go sit in front of the tube and toggle between Vic and Dexter. 917-889-3926. Got like 11 minutes left in the show. Again, thanks for riding with us tonight, folks. Hey, tonight's topic is really about, you know, reach your hand out. You know, be a good neighbor, okay? It doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't depend on your religion, your spirituality, whatever you call it, you know, or whether you don't believe at all. It's really just about being a good neighbor, being a good citizen, helping those in need. Think about, you know, like the homeless this holiday season. You know, and I'm not talking about the people standing on the interstate entranceways. They're homeless, but I'm not just talking about those people, right, with signs. I'm talking about people that don't have signs, that are clearly living a homeless life, right? Think about those folks. Donate a Christmas gift to a child of an incarcerated parent this holiday season. A lot of people are locked up, and we don't think about the fact that, you know, they have kids. They have kids that feel broken. They feel lost. They're embarrassed. Can you imagine the kids in school that know that parent's in jail? Can you imagine how cruel that is and what the holiday season could be about? You know, think about donating toys to the tots. That's something that's been going on for years. You can donate your choice of money, toys, you know, a vehicle, you know, to ensure that the needy can go around to get Christmas gifts. You know, this year you could actually be somebody that actually transport people to donate the gifts. Give your time. Think about the elderly people. Help the elderly who are confined to nursing homes and hospitals. I visited a nursing home this morning, and it just made me reflect on the realities of life. All right, what's the true reason for the season? It's about helping one another. All right, 917-889-3926. 9 minutes left in the program. Hanging with the Angels, my man Coop out of D.C. tonight. Capitol Hill. Damn, it's a lot going on up there, Coop. Man, I really want to support Obama, but, man, he's like, yo, he frustrated me right now.
Hey, I feel you on that, man. He's, oh, no, yeah, he gets me kind of speechless because he's frustrating me, too. It's like he gotta go ahead and step up and, you know, basically tell him to kiss where the sun don't shine and do his thing. They already saying some of the big money donors is talking about putting their money someplace else. People that put a lot of money into his campaign, so he better watch his step.
He got to step up. He got to tell them off and then smoke a cigarette. Go ahead and smoke that damn Newport. See, the problem is he stopped smoking Newports, and if we just give him his cigarettes back, I think it'll help him along a little bit.
You're probably right. He had that whole thing about having his BlackBerry. That's what he didn't need the BlackBerry. He needed them cigarettes.
Yeah,
and probably some Remy. He probably needed cigarettes.
Not a Lewinsky.
Nah,
let's move along. Oh, you said some Remy. I thought you said
some Remy. No, not a Lewinsky.
Man, he gets some Lewinsky. He gets some Lewinsky, it's going to be over. Ain't no black woman going to vote for him ever again.
Nah, I'd rather give him the Remy. Give him some Remy. Give him a bottle of Remy. Tell him to stay away from Lewinsky.
And a pack of Newports.
And a pack of Newports. Yo, I love the president. I wish him much success, but Mr. Obama, we really dependent on you to step it up, brother. You're not looking good right now. We voted you in, and we want to support you, but you got to help us out a little bit. And let me just clarify. I'm getting emails in, and I got a question that said, what president hasn't sought the counsel of a previous president? And you know what? I guess you're right. Every president has absolutely sought the counsel of a previous president. I just don't like, to me, I don't like the reason why he's had to get this president involved.
But it's a difference in seeking the counsel of a previous president and having that previous president come out and help you push your policy and speak for your policy.
Right. Exactly.
That's the difference.
And that's my only point. That's my only point right there. And you put it in the words that I could not, my friend. That's what I feel. I feel as if he's needing the president to push his agenda. And that's what he's in place for. You know, that's what his expertise and his skills and all the credentials that got him there, that's what that's for, in my opinion. But again, I appreciate that question, you know, what president hasn't sought the counsel of a previous president? Again, folks, do something nice for one another. Get in tune with your politics and your government. Understand what's going on around you. Your vote counts. My friends, this is Empowerment Sunday here on Team Hyman Radio Live. What is Santa bringing you for Christmas? Are you getting a bag of coal this holiday season? You still got a few days to make it right. Be nice to somebody. Do something for somebody. Ms. Willingham, last minute shout outs and comments on the show. Thanks for riding with us.
I just want to say shout out to all the listeners. Forgive me for the echo, I'm working. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to Tim Hammond and the Angels. Thank you, Coop, for always calling in. We can always count on you. Yes, we can. I love it.
Always and, riding with us. Absolutely.
Yes. And all I think I want to say is, and I always say it, we are blessed every day that we wake up. So don't be blessed, be a blessing.
Don't be blessed, be a blessing this holiday season. Thank you very much. Toya, what you got? Last minute comments and shout outs. Comments and shout-outs.
Just thanks, everyone listening. Didi already gave a shout-out to Coop, so shout-out to Law. Law, you need to send in that new music so we can play that. Thanks to you and Didi and CeeLo, and that's about it.
Big up to CeeLo. Sitting by her PC, she got it cranked up. Hope you feel better. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. CeeLo coming to us live out of Charlotte. Coop, again, thanks for riding with us, brother.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man.
No doubt. Hey, I am going to report Miami stepped all over the New York Giants 10-6 tonight. I'm still waiting on a readout. Actually, 7-7 right now, Philly and Dallas, 7-7. Folks, coming up here shortly, we got Dexter at 9 o'clock as the Eagles and the Cowboys battle it out. In Dallas for the last time here. Hey, playoffs, yo, who going to make it? Who's about to get the boot? Hey, it's coming down to the final count here. Super Bowl coming up. Yes, yes. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. back tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday, Team Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us, folks. It is 8:56 where I am. Bundle up. I'm not sure how cold it's going to get where you are. But the temperatures are going to drop here where I am. We appreciate you for riding with us. We'll talk to you soon.
say we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. I'm the perfect the way that we are.
Live, CM, CM, Hyman, live, CM, CM, Hyman, live, CM, CM.